Radio News Corps reports.
As the Center for Constitutional Rights informs, the Bush administration, through an amendment introduced by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, has successfully stripped federal courts of jurisdiction to hear applications for habeas corpus brought by those unilaterally declared enemy combatants without any process, and held by the U.S. indefinitely throughout the world and even in the United States.
This was accomplished by means of a last-minute amendment to the Military Authorization Bill, brought up on the floor of the Senate without committee deliberations and virtually no advance warning to the American people that it was happening.
It was not only human rights groups like the Center for Constitutional Rights. It was not only human rights groups like the Center for Constitutional Rights, but many in the military or retired from the military who opposed the Graham Amendment. Judge John Gibbons, who argued the landmark case Raul v. Bush before the Supreme Court. John Hudson, Dean of the Franklin Pierce Law Center and former Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy, and the National Institute for Military Justice, among others, wrote open letters to the Senate to oppose the dismantling of habeas corpus.
According to the Center, the Graham Amendment will create 1,000 points of darkness across the globe where the United States will be free to hold people indefinitely without a hearing and beyond the reach of U.S. law and the checks and balances of the courts enshrined in our Constitution.
The last time this country suspended habeas corpus was for the internment of tens of thousands of Japanese Americans during World War II.
The purpose of the writ of habeas corpus has always been to relieve those wrongfully held from the oppression of unchecked executive power. The most reliable way to determine whether someone is properly held or a victim of injustice is to have a right to judicial review of the detention. This has been understood at least since the proclamation of the Magna Carta in 1215.
Senator Graham's jurisdiction-stripping efforts come as allegations of secret CIA detention facilities around the world dominate headlines. The Bush administration has consistently sought to put itself above the law and evade oversight and accountability for torture and other abuse.
It is no secret that arbitrary indefinite detention and widespread prisoner mistreatment have taken and continue to take place at Guantanamo and other U.S.-run facilities. The Graham Amendment will only serve to reinforce the growing perception in the world that the United States has become an enemy of human rights.
The Center stresses that, as it has been the practice of this administration, this latest scheme was accomplished stealthily and in secret.
Human rights groups and many in the military or retired from the military who opposed the Graham Amendment have addressed letters to the Senate. Among those who have written open letters are John Hudson, the former Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy, and the National Institute for Military Justice, a think tank for military lawyers.
Also, the New York Bar Association has done so, stating that the Great Writ has for centuries been recognized in Anglo-American law as the ultimate protection against executive abuse and wrongful detention. It may be suspended only in the direst of circumstances. Nothing in the circumstances warrants its suspension as to these detainees. To do so in the name of the war on terror would be counterproductive.
It would undermine the United States' image as a civilized society governed by the rule of law and amount to a surrender of our most cherished values, something our enemies most desire. The need to preserve, not abolish, the writ's protection for these detainees could not be greater.
John Hudson, the dean of the Franklin Pierce Law Center, said in his letter that
this amendment, however well-intentioned, is the wrong law at the wrong time. It appears aimed at fixing a problem that doesn't exist and creates a raft of new problems of its own. For generations, the United States has stood firm for the rule of law.
It is not the rule of law if you only apply it when it is convenient and toss it over the side when it is not. As we limit the rights of human beings, even those of the enemy, we become more like the enemy. And the National Institute for Military Justice expressed that the proposed amendment would sanction unreviewable executive detention that cannot be harmonized with our nation's long-standing adherence to the rule of law.
Military detention without due process is antithetical to our fundamental values, values that our men and women in uniform put their lives on the line to protect. The practical effect of the amendment would be to validate actions by non-democratic countries around the world.
For further information on civil liberties and anti-terror policies, you may visit Equipo NISCOR's specialized webpage on the state of exception.
This information has been provided by the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It has been produced by Radio NISCOR with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on November 14, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio NISCOR.